Keith, you ready?
I am ready!
Go!
Wow.
Yes.
I'm lightheaded.
There's a ton of this confetti
I'm
in here.
I'm covered in confetti.
Watch on the Twitch chat. We are very excited. This is the season begins.
One went in my coffee.
That's all right. Probably protein. This is a 12-week NFL season this year,
and
it starts on Sunday. Finally, the ABB movement has taken off.
It has landed.
Anybody but Brissett. We got the news yesterday that Drake May finally, is going to be the starting quarterback. What a thrill. I had my doubts. Monday, you and I said, oh, they're making this change. Then yesterday, at least during our show, crickets, quiet, maybe too quiet.
Yeah, I went down to 51-49.
I got nervous. I was like, no, it's going to be Brissett.
Dangerously close.
Because I'm afraid to have nice things, maybe. Yeah. And I was like, I'm afraid to get my hopes up.
We don't like to get hurt.
No. I've been hurt too many times before, sure. Jones.
That's true.
And so I was definitely terrified that it was going to be Brissett again. And then you get the announcement yesterday during WEEI afternoons that look out. It is going to be Drake May. What a thrill. What a time to be alive. Holy smokes.
I'm still a little lightheaded from that intro, I got to be honest.
Whew.
It was
good intro by Nick, too, by the way.
Let me tell you, tremendous montage to take you back through it. All the lying over the last 5 weeks about when they were going to go to Drake May.
Wow.
Wasn't really going to be in play and all these things. So great work by Nick. That's a reason to tune in, I'd say, every day on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
You never know what's going to happen.
I don't know. You needed the full visual, I think.
I'll be honest.
For that intro.
The little kazoos or whatever.
Yeah, try one out again.
Leave a little something to be desired. I think I chucked mine in the celebration. Oh, here it is.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
I went in. I stopped by Party City. Sounds like a wounded animal. I stopped by Party City on the way in. And they do great work over there on
They
want to
sponsor
Soldier Field
like a Drake May segment every week.
Look, Party City, sponsorship opportunities, buying opportunities available here on Jones and Keith. I walk in. I go, do you guys have like any noisemakers?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And they go, sir, it's not New Year's.
What? Only do noisemakers once a year?
I go, it kind of is. It's Drake May Day.
Have you heard about Drake May?
Yeah, you guys should have been prepared for this, quite frankly. It's not New Year's, but you can check aisle 5 or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay,
nothing
I found these crappy kazoos.
Yeah, it's like that. Oh, that's good. You can do a little song.
Yeah.
That's not bad. But we are here. Holy mackerel.
What a day.
What a journey.
Let me tell you.
Just like the Swayman contract. What a journey. The ups and downs.
Okay, so
constant asks about Drake May. People telling us we're dumb. People telling us that you couldn't give me all the money in the world to play Drake May. Oh, we have a plan. All right, Drake May. We've seen enough. We've seen enough of Brissett. It's time to move on.
Okay. So we have a lot to get to on the show today.
Yeah, sure do.
Not a great day to be, well, number one, Jeremy Swayman, I guess, depending on your view. Good that Corposalo got bombed last night.
How about your guy, Corposalo? Welcome to the Bruins.
No comment from Team Corpy today.
Okay.
But when it comes to a few of the contracts around the NHL, we'll get to Jeremy Swayman today. We're, of course, going to get to, a bunch of things. Rob Mayo is going to speak live today. Shortly after 11 o'clock, so we'll hear from the
tune even further.
Yeah, we'll have to hear from the head coach of the Patriots. Like, who made this call? Not you.
What happened to the squad meeting?
Yeah, what happened to the squad meeting? What happened to a plan for Drake May?
Yeah.
What happened to a lot of stuff? So you're going to hear that live today on Jones and Kiefel. Of course, take your phone calls all day long. Fraudulent fan base out there, by the way. Did you see the poll from the Greg Hill show
today? What's the poll? I missed the poll. What'd the poll say?
Okay, well, you know, a week ago they said, should they go to Drake May? 50-50 said yes. Or 50 said yes, 50% said no.
It was
50-50 split.
Too close to call.
Yeah.
They were still waiting on a certain precincts.
They asked another question today. Do you agree with the Patriots' decision to start Drake May? 35% said no. So it's like, you frauds.
Come on.
Whatever the team's doing, you're on board. Exactly.
Be consistent
exactly.
With it.
More of you should hate this decision.
Yeah,
I love it. But there's a lot of you out there that don't, so we'll hear from you all day long. 617-779-7937. You can text the show 37937. We should definitely call a cleaning company to get in here and clean up all this confetti.
We can leave it for the next show.
Yeah. Arcan and Hark can deal with that. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube there. You can also follow along Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. We obviously both think this is the right call, Keith. Why do you think they're making the decision now? And How do you feel about the timing with Houston specifically? That's not something we've gotten into a ton these last couple of days.
So, yeah, no, that's a good question about the Houston thing, because now a lot of people are getting in on that, and I think we have, you know, the next couple of days to really break that. They're one of the best teams in football, and they have a great defense. They made a rookie quarterback look pretty bad in Caleb Williams a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, there's definitely that part of it. I think at the beginning of all this, it certainly wasn't unanimous to go with Jacoby Brissett. We had talked about this leading right up until the start of the season when we were still both hoping that it was going to be Drake May. They go with Brissett. Felt like it was very much an Alex Van Pelt, Elliot Wolf decision. I think at that point, the Crafts were saying, hey, we just hired these guys. We can't make the first major decision for them, right? Otherwise, why'd we even hire them? So if that's who they want, let's go with it. Mayo, I know he kind of walked it back, but he said Van Pelt's the head coach of the offense. So the head coach of the offense probably is going to be able to have a big say in the quarterback. And so I think they played it out. Week one, they win. But even then, Mayo, you could tell he wasn't super pumped about it. He's like, this isn't sustainable. We need to throw the ball more. That's a problem. But Jacoby's our guy, blah, 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 blah. So then you lose week two, and it's close. And so it's like there's not a huge cry for the quarterback, even though we were both on it, how he took a sack, got him out of field goal range. Maybe the game, maybe the outcome's different.
Yeah, I mean, you say we were both on it. That was mostly you. You were leading the charge.
It was a good idea.
That.
I'll lump you in on that.
But like between that play and the Brissett play last week where he's throwing over the middle of the field, that's you're not getting anything out of a guy who is supposed to make veteran decisions. He's doing the opposite.
Then the next 3 weeks, it really goes south on you. You have two lopsided losses. And then I would say the San Francisco game and the Miami game, Jacoby Brissett played bad. It wasn't good enough or it wasn't okay. He played bad. And was one of the reasons that they lost. Now, San Francisco, everything kind of went wrong. But against Miami, it was just such a slog of a game. So if you got better quarterback play, you probably win. And so at this point, I think Mayo says, listen, we did your plan. This was your plan. But we owe it to the rest of the team. Hell, we owe it to me to make this swap. Brissett's not living up to his end of the bargain. We got to play Drake May. We got to do it. Plus, he's been practicing, and they can kind of hide him, right? So we don't know how good he's been at practice. But Hunter Henry told us he's a great player. A lot of other guys that have been there at practice have kind of talked him up a little bit. So I think he said enough is enough. I know you're probably going to go a little bit higher with the Crafts, which I also wouldn't rule out, by the way.
Yeah, that is what I think.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, A, look who the news leaked out to, Schefter and Rap Sheet. That reeks of ownership. And B, you just said it. Mayo has wanted, we both think, Drake May from the start. He said he outplayed Jacoby Brissett. So if Mayo's wanted him for 5 weeks, but he couldn't get it done, how come he can get it done now? Like, I just think somebody else interjected. And let me tell you something.
Well, 1-4, right? Like, I think
that's true.
You know, and Brissett's been so bad. Like, I think Brissett, hey, it's not turnover. All right, pick six. And then, you know, you lose the ugliest football game of all time. It's a lot different than, hey, he's doing what we wanted. Defense let you down. Bad special teams or whatever. Like, last week, Mayo was the defense and special teams was good enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like that to me reeked of like that's how he feels. And I just think he has more evidence. Like he can go back to Van Pelt and Wolf and be like, guys, we can't do this.
That's fine. Yeah. I do think it goes higher than just Jerod Mayo. You guys can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. Number one, there were empty seats and boos at Gillette Stadium.
Huge factor.
Number two, I had not thought of this and I've heard others say it and it's a great point. Jacksonville in London in 2 weeks. Remember how embarrassed the Crafts were by the Germany game
cares
last year.
Way more about the international game than he probably should. But
so
yes,
I guess you could make a case that that'd be a reason to wait and start Drake May in that game, but start him the game before, get his feet under him so it's not a clown show against a very beatable Jacksonville Jaguars team on a national stage that whether or not you care about it as a fan, I don't give two craps about it. Robert Kraft cares about it. It is a standalone island showcase game for his franchise internationally in front of the world. And he doesn't want Jacoby Brissett out there like that. He and Jonathan. That's why I think it goes higher than just Rob May.
And you might be right. And I think it could be one of those things. I think we asked Kern about it, maybe a few other Patriot reporters about it, where Kraft might not say, guys, you're making this move. But he could pop into the old coach's office and be like, so what are we feeling about Drake May?
Yep.
You know, like classic, it's your idea, but you kind of know how I feel about it. And I think that sort of helps speed up the process a little bit. If this game on Sunday was in Houston, do you think Drake May starts?
No.
Yeah, I think the back-to-back home games, and then it's the London game, and then they're back home again. So I feel like that's a big...
Against a team May's already faced in the New York Jets.
And a team that stinks a lot worse than I certainly thought, maybe others going into the season thought. So, you know, this Houston team is a really tough team, but Jacksonville stinks. The Jets kind of stink. I'm not upset at all, or I can't question that they finally went to him. However, how do you not go to him last week?
Okay, so I think that's like, a totally fair. Why now is a totally fair second guess. What took so long? I thought you had a plan that you were sticking to, and you're already blowing it up. I'm happy he's playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to freak out too much because I did get what I wanted, but like this.
Don't tell me this was the plan.
No, you should have started him week one, but okay, that got thrown out the window. Then you should have started him against San Francisco because they were down, and you had a long week to prepare because you had the Thursday game against the Jets. And if you didn't do that, you should start him against Miami because that team stinks right now.
Okay, so this is how I feel too. So it's like, I'm not going to cry about it.
No.
I'm happy he's in, obviously. Confetti's everywhere in this studio. Like, we're happy he's in.
Yes.
But don't lie to me and tell me this was your plan, that it was week six all along and this was the plan. Obviously, there are outside factors. The other rookies playing well. How bad the team is struggling. Empty seats, booing at the stadium, like a business aspect, and the international game looming. Here's the thing, though. If you have outside factors and not just your plan, you run into playing Drake May against Houston, which I'm sure you've seen a lot of these tweets out there. They're number one, or at least high on the list, depending on what metric you look at, for pressure rates. And the Patriots obviously allow an exceptionally high pressure rate.
Yeah.
You ready for the quarterback numbers against Houston this year?
Let's hear it. I know one of them, but go ahead. Give me
Mark Daniels tweeted this out. All Anthony Richardson, 9-for-19, 212, two touchdowns and a pick.
Suggests, though, he blows.
Yeah, not great.
Anthony Richardson's not good, at least not yet.
Caleb Williams, 23-37, 174, two picks.
Seven sacks.
Seven sacks in that game?
He got sacked seven times.
Didn't even know that.
Now, that was also his second start, and he's gotten better. So that game didn't break him. He actually just had his best game last week. But, yes, they stuffed Caleb Williams.
Trevor Lawrence, 18-for-33, 169. He did throw two touchdowns. Sam Darnold kind of lit it up. 17-of-28, 184. Four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns?
Yeah. And then Josh Allen, 9-for-30, 131. And a touchdown.
They got Josh Allen. So the Vikings is obviously their one loss. So Sam Darnold lit him up. That was the one team that beat him. But Trevor Lawrence isn't off to a great start. The fact that he threw a couple of touchdowns actually gives me a little bit of
hope.
Okay,
so you're actually more encouraged by those
numbers. A little bit more, actually, than those numbers. Now, and they're getting after him, and I know the pressure rates for the Patriots. One thing they keep showing is how many pressures and the pass block win rate. Not to bog all this down with stats.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that they keep showing, and the Patriots are awful at it. Didn't last week feel a little bit better? And it also felt like they got maybe the right personnel and those guys actually stayed healthy.
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying you got to throw those stats out. You can't. This is what we have through five games. But they've had four different starting left tackles. They've had a variety. They've had a bunch of different center or two different centers. They've had a bunch of different guards. They've moved guys all around. So if it's the same five from last week, I feel like they're not good, but they're better than what the stats would tell you.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'd also add this. You know who also gets pressured all the time? Jaden Daniels. And you know what he does?
He gets
pressured, and he leaves the pocket and goes out and makes a play.
He's so good.
Throwing on the run or just scrambling. And this is now a real reality with this offense now that you have Drake May. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Devin McCourty yesterday tweeted out, he quote tweeted Florio, who said Drake May's getting the job. McCourty said, "Wish they would have made Houston figure this out on game day."
So just keep it under your hat up all the way till then.
I've heard a lot of this.
Robert's got tickets to sell, Devin.
But I don't even care about that. I just the idea that Houston, like now, oh, great, we don't have to game plan for Jacoby Brissett. That's so dumb to me.
Yeah.
And like Devin McCourty is a Pro Bowler and an all-time great Patriot and knows way more about it than me. And I don't think he doesn't know what he's talking about. I just think he's been brainwashed by Bill.
Yeah, I think he's thinking a little too hard about that.
Like, Drake May film the Texans have.
But seriously, he's just
loaded.
Do you think
when he played against Virginia, this is how you got him.
Do you think the Texans really care? They're like, we shut down Josh Allen last week. We don't really care who's starting on the other side. And like, this element of surprise is going to sneak up on Houston is so stupid. It's just dumb.
No. And just to piggyback off of that, did the Carolina Panthers, I know it's since gone back downhill, but when they benched Bryce Young and went to Andy Dalton, was that right before kickoff?
No.
No, it wasn't.
And they did it ahead of time.
How did Dalton do in that first game?
He was phenomenal.
So they had all week to plan for Andy Dalton, and he still torched him.
How?
Okay, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't really know either.
Very, very, very
confusing.
Yeah, that's
a little too much, like the gamesmanship aspect of it. I do think, you know, I don't know how many people care about this, but it is one of those, the national guys get it on a Tuesday, even though Mayo's going to talk Wednesday.
Okay.
Why doesn't he just do it?
Whatever. I only care in this regard. I think that came from ownership. And so that to me tells you that the whole team didn't know. Is that problematic? Does that speak to an issue with messaging? I know they're trying to clean that up and like, oh, no, he totally told the quarterbacks. Okay, he didn't tell the whole team. The whole team probably found out from Schefter and Rap Sheet and SportsCenter and whatever else yesterday.
My guess is the defense isn't staying up all that late for Houston, regardless of who the quarterback is.
My guess is when they found out, they went out and bought confetti guns like we did and fired them off everywhere. But I think there's a story there in how it came out. But the idea of saving it until Sunday to sneak up on Houston, foolish. And I don't really even blame Devin McCourty. I just think I mostly blame Bill for that. Like, Bill couldn't make an announcement and all the gamesmanship. He did gamesmanship all year last year with Mac and Zappy. That didn't work at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So I just think that's foolish. Starting against Houston, not ideal. I'm happy it's here. Don't tell me that's the plan. Who do you think made the call? Was it Mayo? Does it go higher than Jerod Mayo to ownership? Or was it just time to get Jacoby Brissett out of there? We'll get to the announcement. We also have tons of thoughts on the Bruins that we'll get to later on, probably in the noontime hour. We're definitely going to get to Jerod Mayo, who speaks live shortly after 11 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to all of that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Drake,
I said to sit him for 2 years and they play him after five games.
Listen, Jones, I understand there's a difference of opinions out there, but sometimes you can just be insufferable. And that is hard to listen to. It is not the right time. Pressure, win rate, this, that, and the other thing.
Alex Van Pelt has a good scheme.
So that's where you had to lose everybody. Yeah. So, like,
scheme Alex Van Pelt is running.
That's an odd question.
Good play caller?
Yeah. Oh,
so, by the way, that guy's going to be steaming. Our guy AVP?
Yeah.
He loves Brissett.
We'll ask him about it in 3 weeks. He can snort at us.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Because he thought he was great after the 49ers game. He thought Brissett was. So we haven't talked to him post the Miami game. But he was dead set that he's the guy, and Drake can learn more by playing.
This is a bad decision in New England.
So my guess, Dan Orlovsky, we found out through your old show that he and Mac Jones are best buds, right?
Yeah, texting buddies.
Do you think Orlovsky's best buds with AVP, and AVP likes Jacoby Brissett? I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. Maybe he is or he isn't.
We know Van Pelt likes Brissett. I don't know that they're text buddies, but yeah, I wouldn't rule it out.
But also the fact that he's complimenting Alex Van Pelt, like, good Lord. Like, if you watch these games, like, do you think?
Apparently not.
See, he hasn't, and that's the problem. Like, you watch, they have to cover 32 teams the way that we all cover one, or watch one, even just as a fan. Like, you watch every snap of every team. Like, he can't do that, and I'm sure he watches as much as he can. So if his take is don't play Drake May, you can't then also in the same take say Alex Van Pelt has good scheme and is a good play caller, because we know that to be false. So therefore, your first part, I'm throwing that out as well. I mean, he's at least been consistent.
He has been.
He has been, can't ever play this guy. Don't ever play this guy. You got to wait till everything's perfect around him. So maybe in year 10, you can get him out there.
But I like his scheme. There's been moments when he's shown to be a good play caller.
He did say moments. Which I would also push back and say new.
Plural?
Moments? Though I would say the play action touchdown pass to Austin Hooper.
I like the
hook and ladder.
That was what I was going to say. That's the penalty.
I count it.
Couldn't coach it up.
That's the moment.
Got to coach that up.
That was the moment.
He had two plays. He had two nice.
Yeah, they had to scheme up a 3rd and 10.
It's been 5 weeks. I mean, what is it, 300 plays? How many plays is that? That's a lot of plays.
Yeah, I don't even know. I say this with all due respect to Dan Orlovsky.
I can't stand that.
He was very, very nice to us on old 2-6 show.
All these guys are nice. Brissett's nice. Van Pelt's nice. Orlovsky's nice.
Here's his problem. He didn't have any talent. As an NFL high-level quarterback, he didn't have any talent. So he comes at it as, this is what I needed to succeed in the NFL. I needed receivers. I needed offensive line. I needed scheme. I needed time.
He's also, it's never the quarterback's fault guy.
Well, he is. So, you know, all love and respect to Dan Orlovsky. You didn't have the talent of Drake May. And so Drake May doesn't necessarily need what you needed as a player. You're looking at it through the lens of what you needed. And you weren't very good. So Drake May, we'll find out what he is.
Yeah.
Drake May doesn't need what you needed. Jaden Daniels doesn't need what you needed. C.J. Stroud doesn't need what you needed. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, all these guys.
Yep.
And you don't see it because you didn't have that talent, and that's fine. But I think that's why he constantly gets this wrong.
Yeah, and I think there's just too many times where people look at the hits that Jacoby Brissett has taken and just assume it's all because of the offensive line. It has nothing to do with him holding the ball too long. And I think one of the reasons why the switch has been made is I think Mayo has sort of come around to that. And maybe Kraft, too. But I think Mayo's looking at it and being like, all right, this team isn't great, right? The hand we've been dealt is what he said the other day. But also, you can be better than 12 points per game. And if one of the options to you is to change the quarterback, who is still the most important position. Like, Orlovsky would have, which is odd because he played quarterback.
Yeah, you
but
would
he
think.
Would think, like, the offensive line needs to be perfect. Then you can put him in. Then you can see what he can do. It's like, I don't know. Here's a bold thought. Maybe the quarterback can help improve the team. Try that. They don't have a lot of other options right now.
No, they don't. Can I give you two tweets? I found both of these to
be... give me two tweets.
A little alarming.
It's our new segment called Two Tweets.
Two Tweets.
Two Tweets.
With Jones and
That's
Keith.
Right.
Mike Giardi tweeted out, and this is a quote from around the league. He, Drake May, is so raw.
Raw?
The tape from the Jets game was a little scary.
It was scary?
He's going to make some plays for you, but he'll make a lot more plays for the opposition.
I'm in for plays, period.
Me too.
We haven't seen plays in a long time around these parts.
I'm okay with some mistakes.
Yeah.
If there's also plays being made. Right now, Jacoby Brissett, and this is my stance with Mac Jones.
Yep.
Those guys are making no plays.
None.
But they're still making mistakes. Now, Brissett's not turning it over, but he's holding onto the football. He's taking sacks, knocking you out of field goal range against Seattle, throwing over the middle of the field when you can't do it at the end of the game last week. And so, if you're making mistakes and you're making no plays, that's the worst possible recipe. Making plays, but also making some mistakes, I'm with you, Keith. I can live with that.
I think absolutely, because there have been no plays made by the Patriots for the most part over the last 5 weeks. And this still is also about next year in many ways. And I know you and I disagree a little bit about about the wins. Like, yeah, you want wins, but I'm not going to hold them to that. I want competitive games. I want entertaining games. And I also want development, on-field development. And that's where I think a lot of people have the real difference of opinion, where some think you can get a lot better just by practicing. Others feel like you need to be out there in real game reps. So let's say he throws a pick across his body in his second start. Maybe there's a chance his third, fourth, fifth start, he doesn't. Right? Like, get some of those bad habits out of the way now in what we all feel like is already a lost season standings-wise. And then 2025, you look at him and you're like, hey, you get a left tackle, you get a receiver, and maybe you have something.
Caleb Williams in September, pretty bad. Caleb Williams, one start into October, looking like a different quarterback.
Good.
And so that's the idea. You put up with some issues early, and you hope they iron them out and learn. Andrew Callahan, Boston Herald.
Right. Oh, this is the second of the two tweets.
This is following through on the bit.
No doubt.
Wide-ranging NFL reaction to Drake May starting. He says, one Patriots veteran is happy, believing it will make the offense more aggressive. Another confirmed May has performed well in practice, but didn't have a feel on how the games will go.
Okay.
Two outside front office executives. So catch that. A veteran was happy. Another said, look, he looks good in practice. I don't know how it's going to go in games.
Okay.
Then the outside front office executives, non-Patriots.
All right.
They were surprised. One sense the Pats felt pressure to change quarterbacks.
Interesting.
Why that is, business, I would imagine.
Pleasure.
I don't think it's that.
Don't mix them.
Another didn't believe this was a pure coaching decision, meaning it goes to ownership, which I believe.
Yeah, that might be right. I mean, it doesn't mean, it's also like, the reasons for the decision might not necessarily be what you agree with, but it doesn't mean it's not the right decision.
So that's ultimately how I feel about it. Yeah. Like, I just, don't tell me it was the plan. I love that he's getting in there.
See, that's the thing, it's not the plan.
But don't tell me this is the plan. Houston week six all along was the plan. Nobody buys that.
It's the best team they've faced all season.
It should have been Miami. It should have been week one. There's a lot of times you should have done it earlier. I wish you did it earlier.
Is it the best team they play all year?
Maybe.
I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel about the Bills.
No,
I mean, I think the Patriots are the...
Houston just beat Buffalo.
I think they're better.
I'm going to say yes. Go to our tiers. They're the highest tiered team
they
the Patriots play all year.
They're the highest tiered team they play. So there you go. Tears never lie.
Okay. Let's get to some phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently. This individual was here during our party right at the start of the show. Sorja in Mansfield. Hello.
Yes.
Jones, Keith, how are we doing today?
Great. Excellent. Fine.
The best.
Oh, man. This feels like divine intervention, manifestation. I just got a notification that Nico Collins is in the IR. I mean, Dan Orlovsky, when you say that you think AVP's offensive scheme is good, you should never be allowed to talk football again. And since this Orlovsky wants to bring up stats, I got a stat for him.
Let's hear it.
Average time to throw, Jacoby Brissett, 2.94. Average time to throw for Jaden Daniels, 2.98. What's the, like you guys said, Jaden Daniels is the one making the throws on the run. Jacoby Brissett is a statue. So here's my point, guys, and I got a Keithspiracy for you guys.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah.
I think this is the right decision, of course. I think it doesn't matter how this decision was made. It was the right decision, and I truly believe that the person who decided to not start Drake May up until this time will get fired in the offseason. Drake May, 2-1, get the Chariots out. We're beating the Texans.
Wow!
Texans on Sunday.
Okay, well, I don't agree with all that.
That is exciting stuff right there. Right off the rip.
So his conspiracy or conspiracy.
Big job.
His conspiracy.
7-point dogs.
Yeah.
7-point home dogs.
Is the conspiracy that Alex Van Pelt is getting fired? I think that's what he's saying.
He didn't say Van Pelt or Elliot Wolf.
Well, he said the person who didn't want to play him, so I'm assuming we're talking about Van Pelt or Wolf.
Right, yeah. Oh, I would say probably maybe he's leading towards Van Pelt. Yeah.
That's an odd question.
The recent track record of the Patriots would suggest that offensive coordinators are one and done.
He's right. I don't think they're going to win this weekend, but he's right about Nico Collins just got put on IR.
That's big. Do you think they can cover 7-point spread? You don't have to give me an answer now, but something to think about.
I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel great about that, but I'm excited. I'm riding the wave.
Nico Collins is their leading receiver. He's a great player, and so that's going to be an adjustment for them.
Some say he might be the best receiver in the NFL.
I've heard that.
Let's go to Brian and Barica. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Brian?
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 Brian, you get the drive-thru? What'd you get? Some munchkins? What'd you get?
No, that's just somebody at work. They need something. Sorry about that.
All good.
No worries. Here for a minute. All right, where were we? Drake May, the beautiful Drake May. Yes. How exciting is it that we finally have at least a little bit of a glimpse of hope for our Patriots team here? Yeah. Listen, I don't expect to win, but what I do expect is to put some points on the freaking board here.
Okay, let's go with that, Keith.
I like that.
How many points do they score? Maybe they don't cover. How many points do they score? Drake May, they're scoring 12 a week with Brissett. How many points we get this week?
For his first game?
Yes.
Against a good defense?
Yes.
7!
What if I told you they score 20?
Okay, I almost went there. That's
too much. 20 points with this team? Too much.
Cue it up again, Nick?
Too much.
Cue it up again. 17.
I'm super positive today. Yeah. Maybe by Friday it'll be 3-point. I'll take a field goal off the board. Yeah, Sly shanks one.
Okay.
Sly guy's missing field goals now. He's missing kicks. That was an easy chip shot kick.
Yeah, more leg days.
Or maybe back it up. He's like, this is too close. I heard him say that on the field. He goes, too close.
Too close.
I hit a 63-yarder last week. I'm not messing around with 33-yarders.
Growing up playing basketball, there are kids who'd be like, I gotta shoot from a step behind the free throw line. It's like, no, you don't.
Just shoot at the line.
Yeah, just shoot at the line there, dude.
I'll take it back here.
Back it up. That's too close for me.
So they scored 20 points against Seattle in that overtime game.
Sure.
They scored 16, 3, 13, and 10. So they've scored, all right, how about this? They've scored 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 weeks. So if they score 2 touchdowns this week.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Two touchdowns.
2 offensive touchdowns is progress.
And depends, see what Sly Guy does. Maybe Sly Guy steps into one.
Never mind the matchup, which is a tough defense, as we've illustrated. Doesn't scare me. So many people around here are scared.
People are scared. Well, it is October. Spooky.
Yeah, so I was going to go. That's a better way to go. I was going to go with your little chicken. Bark, 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 bark.
Oh, bark, bark, bark.
But I like it's spooky
season.
Spooky. People are a little spooked.
People are scared of their own shadows.
Quite frankly, it's embarrassing. When it comes to playing, like, no teams can ever play a rookie quarter. It's embarrassing.
You ever been to, like, a haunted woods?
How many people are spooked by that? No, that's actually scary.
Scary, yeah.
Playing a rookie quarterback shouldn't be scary.
But the teams are doing it all the time.
And yet you've been brainwashed into it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
We said earlier in the week they were going to the 90s. 92-93, rock bottom.
84-92 unis.
Yeah.
Is what they're wearing.
Oh, they are.
Oh, I thought you were talking unis. Sorry.
No, I'm saying we are back in the 90s. This is Bledsoe. This is the beginning of Bledsoe, I think.
Yes.
And I hope maybe you get a little bit better.
Yes.
So you bottomed out last week. This is the beginning of the climb back up, where we're happy with 2 offensive touchdowns. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on it. Who made the call? Something we've been talking about here today. I think it's ownership. Keith thinks it's Jerod Mayo. Speaking of Jerod Mayo, we're going to hear from him shortly after 11 o'clock, so stick around. You'll hear that live on Jones and Keith. We'll get his thoughts on going to Drake May, whether or not it was his call. I'm sure he'll say it was. I also want to get to when the Patriots alerted the team and the timeline of the announcement. Let's dig into that more next. Adam Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. How the story came out. I mean, he was ahead of it on Monday, but he was a minute behind Rap Sheet yesterday.
Oh, he lost the rap.
Now he's scrolling through his Instagram.
Whoops.
Looking at ass models or something like that. He missed out. He was a minute behind.
Fell asleep at the switch.
He sure did.
Well, it's funny. He's like, I was getting texts about it on Monday. It's like, just listen to Mayo on the morning show. Like,
yeah.
He basically told you. We didn't need any text messages. Now, what threw me off was Schefter and Reese talking about it, and then like 24 hours going by and nothing else. So I was like, I admittedly, I was like, all right, maybe this isn't happening. But our initial instinct, I think most people's, when you heard Mayo for the first time really not defend Brissett and kind of be like, and not say he was the starter or anything like that, you're like, oh, this is the time. They're going to do this.
Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald said the Patriots informed Drake May and Jacoby Brissett about their decision today, meaning Tuesday,
yeah,
before the news broke, per sources. That means several members of the organization were aware at the time it leaked. Several, but not all.
Mm.
Players were off today. The belief is May is extremely strong among team leadership, enough they seem to think he can overcome a bad O-line and inevitable growing pains, blah, 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 blah. Do you have a problem with that? That they told the quarterbacks, members of the organization knew, they leaked it out to Schefter and Rapsheet before the full team knew. Do you have an issue with that?
I think it's lame that they told Schefter and Rapsheet before the team. I think in this scenario, you would, of course, talk to the quarterbacks first. I don't think you have like a team meeting and you announce it in front of everybody. I think you pull those guys aside, maybe talk to them individually, or you talk to just the two of them together. And you, I mean, it's a pretty major decision.
I believe that's what Mayo claimed he did anyway, yeah, when they made the original decision to go with Brissett. He's like, so I talked to the quarterbacks, yeah, I met with them, then we met with the full team, then we leaked it to Schefter, yeah, now we're talking to you guys,
it's
in the media.
Yeah. It's kind of the nature of the business, though. You know, like those, it's hard to...
Didn't have to be. They had their stupid squad meeting and everything else on Monday night. They could have done it then.
Yeah, I think, well, maybe in this case, it's just about how disorganized the whole thing has been and how everybody's not on the same page.
Okay, so that's what it speaks to me. Like, do I care that, you know, Keon White had to find out on Instagram? No, I don't. It doesn't really bother me, but it speaks to the ducks aren't all in a row, not everybody's on the same page, and like some dysfunction. And so I have no problem with them starting Drake May. That's another piece to the story that tells me this wasn't the plan and it was kind of slapped together. And if this is your plan, everybody's on the same page. The whole organization isn't on the same page. Callahan saying the quarterbacks knew, and quote-unquote several members of the organization knew, but that also means a lot of people didn't. And so that to me, is my issue with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it really was the plan, everybody would know. Everybody would be on board. A, I don't think everybody is on board, but that's at least a guess on my part. B,
yeah,
we know for a fact not everybody was aware of it. And so that's the only reason I choose to read into that.
No, I get you. And it's funny that the report was saying that Drake May is amongst team leaders, is looked pretty highly. And Savage Sports on Twitter has been all over this all season. The captains for the Patriots at the beginning of the year, they announced six captains on the team. David Andrews, season-ending IR. Yep. Juwan Bentley, season-ending IR.
Yep.
Jabril Peppers is in... some hot water, you could say, with some off-field stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jacoby Brissett, no longer the starter.
Benched. So, yeah, I don't think he's popular with that member of team leadership.
No. So the two remaining they've added other captains since, including our guy Hunter Henry and Kyle Duggar, who's also hurt. Joe Cardona and Dietrich Wise, friend of the show Dietrich Wise. Those are the only two captains that were at the start of the season.
Okay.
The leadership there is lacking.
It's lacking.
That's a no.
All right. Fair enough.
So if you want to hear Gerard Mayo's explanation, you're going to hear that live on WEEI. He's scheduled to speak shortly after 11 o'clock.
I'm curious. Curious like a cat? That's why my friends call me Whiskers. What's he going
to
say?
I'm curious just like you are, Whiskers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Tad in Maine. Hello, Tad.
Tad,
you listening?
I can hear you there, Tad.
Just a Tad.
What's Tad short for? Tadley?
Tadrick?
Tadinson.
Did you ever say Tadley?
Tadrick. I said Tadley, yeah.
Tadinson.
Tadson.
Thaddeus Theodore or Thomas is what Google's calling.
Oh, damn,
wow,
Billy?
How about that, Billy?
Billy from the clouds on
Google.
Yeah, good Tad info.
What was that? Like a name Tad you guys Castle left on? You guys left that name on the scrap heap when you were coming up with baby names?
I just went to Google. Tad is short for
Theodore Tad Lanny.
Theodore was an option.
Oh, there you go.
Theodore was on the board.
Didn't Thaddeus Young made a lot of money in the NBA.
Thaddeus Young?
He was a Thad, not a Tad.
Yeah, it's true.
He was saying it's Drake May's time, is what it said on the call screen.
Well, I think it is Drake May's time.
I agree.
You're
going to see him this Sunday.
I think the cleaning crew is going to have proof of that in here.
Yeah, I don't know how to pick up this confetti.
It's a little more difficult to clean that confetti up than I thought, but I think it was worth it. I think it was certainly worth it. We did get a text about this, 37937. Are you guys sure you're blowing into the right end of the kazoo?
That's a personal problem.
I wasn't, but I did. I literally, this is true, I literally needed former intern Jacob. I literally needed former intern Jacob to explain to me how to use this kazoo.
He's like
flip
it around and hum into it. He was like disgusted.
I was, yeah, he's like, what is wrong with you? Like, you don't know how to use a kazoo. I'm like, bang. I guess I don't. I didn't realize that.
Strike May Day around here, Keith. We're going to get to Rob Mayo's explanation. You have a question. Who has the most to gain? Who has the most to lose based on this decision? Let's dive into that with all your phone calls and stay tuned. You'll hear from Gerard Mayo here on WEEI.